This Sunday is also known as Transfiguration Sunday. There's a couple things I want to call to your attention in the readings for today. In the first reading, we have Moses going up and receiving the tablets of the law, right? Going up into the mountain where, now the appearance of glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the mountaintop in the sight of the people of Israel. Drop down and you have Psalm 2. In the first words of the psalm, why are the nations in an uproar? Why do the people mutter empty threats? You go to the New Testament reading, you have, we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we had been eyewitnesses to his majesty, for he received honor and glory from God the Father when that voice was conveyed to him by the majestic glory, saying, this is my Son, my beloved. Those are the same words that we hear in the gospel with the three apostles that were up on the mountain with John, or with Jesus. But it's interesting to note, oftentimes people will say, well, it's such a strange thing, Christianity. How do you believe in that you can't see? Or one of the most common things spoken about in these days is how foolish the apostles were, that they didn't recognize who Christ was, even at his transfiguration. That's why they said, Lord, it's good for us to be here with you, and if you would like, we can make three tabernacles. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. They at least understood that there was something slightly different about Christ. They didn't fully realize it. Our world goes crazy today because we think we have all the answers. The epitome to this, the antidote to this, is what Father John Baer actually said in a retreat for Northern Indiana last year. And we talked about this very thing. He says, if you think you were would have been alive in that time, and if you think you would have been one of those people on the mountain when Christ was transfigured, and would have known what that was, you're a fool. Not a bad thing. But the point that he's making is we are no better than the people that came before us. We're no different. We make the same mistakes. We need to be vigilant. We need to see things for what they are, not what we wish them to be. We need to be patient. That, in a sense, is why the world is going crazy around us. We have so many things bombarding our time that want to be first. We have so many opinions and so much information coming in, true or not, that it influences our decisions, oftentimes wrongly. So my challenge for Lent is this. Be patient. Be silent. Be attentive. Listen carefully for that still small voice. For that is God crying out to you in all truth and purity. That's the purpose for Lent. That's the purpose for the 40 days. We spend the entire year getting out of alignment, out of whack, basically. And Lent is our time to come back in. Lent is our time to actually examine ourselves and the world around us and make the corrections necessary. Good, bad, or indifferent. That's why Lent is a time of confession. It's a time of reflection. It's a time of doing things differently. Our services change slightly. The things we say change slightly. And Sue is absolutely correct. Ash Wednesday, we hear the words, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." That is a very, very powerful thing. I think I told you all this last year, but it bears repeating. I've heard these words my entire life. And I've heard the words of the apostles being up on the mountain of transfiguration and not understanding what was happening. And I was one of those people that thought, well, you know, they're just idiots. I'd know better. Ha ha. This point was driven home to me my middle year at Neshota House. One of my best friends, Terry Starr, who was a Lakota Indian. We all went to bed Monday night. Terry died Tuesday morning. His body was found Tuesday night. That was Fat Tuesday. We mourned through the night, going to the chapel, saying prayers for the dead. It was a place that we all gathered to be closer to God, especially in the midst of the terrible thing that had happened. And this was as we entered into Lent. I knelt down Ash Wednesday. Father Holtzen walked up. "Remember, O man, that you are but dust, and to dust you shall return." My comrade that I had gone through 2 years of seminary, through the thick and the thin, struggling through Greek, struggling through Hebrew, trying to keep up with the papers, laughing, sharing a joke when we had a chance, was not there anymore. My friend was gone. But he gave me the most important lesson that I ever took away from seminary. Be patient. Be still. Be quiet. Listen for the Lord. Another way to say that: blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Remember that you are but dust, and to dust you shall return.